Well, a good Tuesday afternoon here on the Green Zone. It's plug your car in weather. Minus 25, wind chill minus 30, stupid. A little bit later tonight, overnight in Saskatoon.
Did you get the garage cleaned out?
Oh, yeah, we got the two.
So are you parking in the garage? You got the two? Okay, good.
Yeah, we got the two vehicles in there now.
Just remember a couple of weeks ago, you were like, I got to go home and clean the garage I can get the cars in.
No, I took care of that already. That's an easy job. Just throw the tires back up on the tire rack and move the bikes to the shed and little sweep, and there you have it. My garage nowhere looks as clean as Drew Remenda's, I guarantee you that.
Get in the fast lane, Kramer. The bingo game is ready to roll.
It's time to drop the gloves.
Let him into the box.
But hey, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Do you believe you have the cleanest garage in Saskatchewan, Drew Remenda?
No, because I got a neighbor who's just around the corner, just at the edge of the Crescent we live, who his garage is phenomenal.
That's like, and are you about to give your address away on the air? But I almost did.
Yeah, I almost did, but I bit my tongue. But he's a mechanic, Aaron.
Yeah.
You should see his garage.
My dad wrenches. Yeah, and he's got a crazy garage. He's got like plastic on the floors, like the coating, so you can mop up easy. It's crazy.
Yeah. Drew's dream garage. But Drew Remenda, real quick, we have a piece of audio we'd like to play here on the Green Zone, real quick.
Go get him, baby.
That was Ryan Reeves rubbing your head and skating away during the warm-ups.
Does he do that for luck, Drew?
He does it. Well, he can do it for whatever reason he wants because he's Ryan Reeves. But like I can tell him stop. So I am on the bench during our broadcasts, and sometimes I'm upstairs. But during warm-up, I'm down. I do the interview, and then I do what we call the Remenda Rush, where I pick out a couple players and talk about them. Ryan Reeves has a thing during warm-up where he comes over, takes a drink of water, and then it takes another drink of water, stands there right in front of me, and then sprays his face and then throws the water up in the air, and it comes over him and lands on anybody who's in the vicinity, which is me. And he does that three times, and then the last time, he'll turn and rub my head and then skate away. And the last guy that actually would rub my head for luck was Owen Nolan, and he scored 40 goals that year. I don't know if Reaver's going to get to 40. He's got two already. But he was mad.
You going to hit her?
Jamal Mares was doing some games on the TV side as well. And I was on the Sharks Audio Network, and he came up to me one day and during Maresy Jammer's stuff on the air, and goes, where are you? What's going on? What are you talking about? And he goes, where the f*** have you been? And I went, I'm on the audio network. He goes, well, what are we doing? I said, who do I talk to? I said, I'll take care of it, Reaver. I'll come down and make sure that we get this straight so he's happier again. But like I said, it's Ryan Reeves, and he can pretty much do whatever he wants.
Drew Remenda with us here on the Green Zone. Okay, let's go into, my favorite topic. Closed door players only meetings. The Winnipeg Jets lose to Buffalo. They shut the door. Get the coaches out of here. We got a players only meeting. Do these things work, Drew?
Sometimes, but it does have power coming from your teammate. It does have power. At least it does resonate a little bit louder when your teammate tells you to get your rear end going in the back check or doing whatever they need to do. We start playing the right way. The coach's voice gets tiresome after a while for players. They sometimes, Doug Wilson said it when Todd McLellan left, that sometimes the class needs a different professor. And that's kind of what happens, is that your voice starts to just drone on and on to the guys, especially when that voice isn't selling what would be known as a winning message, because he keeps telling you the same things over and over and over again. You don't go out and do them, and you're losing. It's hard for him to sell his point. So when the players take over, when your leaders step up and start saying things to you, in a very open and direct conversation, it can resonate. It can help. It can get the team. But I think it's a short-lived experience. It doesn't. It's hard to maintain that because your coach comes in the next day and takes over, right?
Yeah. We've been having the coaching conversation in the Green Zone Lounge here over the last couple of days, obviously, with some of the crazy news coming out of college football with Kiffin jumping ship, and then obviously the Argos hiring their 15th choice today and announcing that. We're curious just on the coaching front, what professional sport does coaching matter the most, or if you would prefer, matters the least?
That's a great question, you guys. It really is. Being biased and being a former coach and former in capital letters nowadays because it's been 30 years, I would say that all coaching matters. But as far as when it really matters, day-to-day, game-to-game, baseball.
Really?
Baseball, and the least. So I'm talking about the least. Because
the least. Oh, okay.
When it gets to a situation where it's the playoffs, then, you know, bringing your pitcher in and out and putting the right batter in and, you know, how are you going to play the game? But as far as baseball goes, I'd say that's where coaching matters the least. You know, and I don't care if baseball coaches take offense to that. On the other side, I would say that it's close between football and hockey being where coaching matters the most. Now, the thing about football is and I would probably give the edge to football because everything's got to be so precise in football, and you're calling plays both defensively and offensively and special teams. You're always 100% involved in the game. With coaches in hockey, once you get to a certain point where we've talked about this before, where it can't always be about the guy behind the bench, where the players start to take over, that's when your job, it slips back. You're still doing the preparation, you're still doing the line changes, things like that, but not to the extent where football coaches are so 100% invested in almost every single play on the field. So I'd say football being the most important.
Drew Romenda joining us here on the Green Zone, of course, our NHL analyst, is coming up next. After a shutout the other night, is Stuart Skinner the best option for Canada in net for...
Let's go!
Just kidding. But Jordan Binnington got yanked last night. Back and forth with the coaching dynamic. We'll dig in with Drew next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Drew Remend is our NHL analyst. Drew, I'm just curious. We were talking about the Olympic ice surface and whether or not they're going to be playing at an ODR in Italy for the Olympic ice hockey tournament. Is this making its way around, like, your circles? Like, are NHL media people, like, going, have you heard about the rink? Or is it going to be ready? Like, how much scuttlebutt's going around on what's happening with the arena they're supposed to be playing in Italy?
Not a lot with, especially where we are, you know, the Niners are playing, and that matters a lot more to media. We don't have a lot of media that follow the Sharks, so there's not a lot of that going on. The players aren't even talking about it, but the players are always, you know, they're in their own little bubble, and they're concentrating on the next game. Not a lot, but for those of us who do a little bit of reading and those of us who are interested in this stuff, it is very concerning, without a doubt, because, one, I love the fact of we don't have a plan B coming out from the organizing committee.
And they said it out loud. That's the crazy thing about it.
Exactly. And then Peter DeBoer, who's over there, said, it's probably going to be a little bit smaller than what we're used to because they're going from Olympic-sized ice to NHL-sized ice, and now it's going to be even smaller than that by about 4 feet. Where that 4 feet comes from, I don't know, but it may not matter if they don't have that building done.
First-time caller, short-time host question after the Oilers shutout win on Saturday in Seattle. Should Skinner be on the list of goalies considered for Team Canada in Italy in February?
Everybody should be on the list as far as I'm concerned. I think everybody is. But the one guy that is going to be, I think, front and center coming up from not nowhere, but certainly a guy that is underrated in the way he's playing is Logan Thompson. Logan Thompson's right now, as far as Canadian goaltenders go, he is one of the best Canadian goaltenders in the game today. and playing very, very well. So he'd be a guy they'd be looking at. But the other talk that I was hearing today, guys, and you talked about it, Jamie, it was this Jordan Binnington thing last night.
Can I play the clip from Montgomery?
Please, yeah, it's actually pretty funny.
He walked off the ice. He said, "I love you." I said, "I love you too." And we're both competitors by nature. And at the end of the period, he waited for me. We apologized. We moved on. It's over and done.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was really good. Like, I know Jimmy a little bit because he was a Shark a long time ago for when he was in his playing days. I couldn't see anybody, you know, that can read lips, but I don't think they were saying "I love you" to each other.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Like Binnington, you know, Binnington was terrific in the Four Nations.
Yeah.
There was a flashback to when they won the Stanley Cup in 2019. But since then, he's not been the guy.
No.
And this year, it's the team playing in front of him has a hell of a lot to do with things. It's the same thing with Skinner. They have a hell of a lot to do with the way that the team is playing in front of you. But the way Skinner handles things versus the way Binnington handles things are polar opposites. So, but you, again, Jamie, you and I have said this 1,000 times. I'd rather pull a guy back from the edge than push him to it. So, you know, if you got to pull Binnington back just a little bit because he's going to lose his temper and he's, you know, you're going to hide pucks and start brawls with Corey Perry and then, you know, and then do this with Jim Montgomery, you love that competitive side of somebody. You like that fire in him, but he's got to get it under control because it's been a very frustrating year for St. Louis.
We were having this conversation, and I guess you can take it two ways. Like, who do you like and who would you put in there? And then politically, who are you going to take? How much does politics play into some of these decisions, Drew? Because I think that's the interesting part of this conversation, because you've got, you know, you've got management that is, you know, from the Blues side of things that's probably going to lean on bringing Binnington back. You've got management from the Vegas, you know, from the Golden Knights side of things. Maybe Aiden Hill ends up there. Sam Montembeau has to be replaced. So it looks like that's going to probably go to a Logan Thompson. But I'm curious about that conversation. Do they just, for a goaltender, is it just like, okay, we got to, like, let's just see past any and all politics and just bring the best guys? Or is there some politics in that?
There's a little bit of politics in that because you do worry about your player. But for Doug Armstrong, who's been doing this for years, and for John Cooper, who is John Cooper, those conversations are pretty open and fair. They know that anything short of winning the gold medal is going to be considered a failure for Team Canada. And neither of those two guys are interested much in failure. And when you look at the way that that they've picked teams in the past, yeah, you will go with guys that you know. But I think overall, when you look at that from your perspective, Locker, is not just the goalie position, but overall the team itself, the composition of the team. You're not just going to go get every goal scorer out there. Like, how are you going to build this team for Team Canada? Smaller ice surface, you're going to need some bangers. Will Tom Wilson make that team? He should, the way he's playing. Will he be the guy that you want on your team? Are you going to have a third and fourth lines? And we were talking about this with Bedard and Celebrini. You know, are they the type of young players you want them on because they're high skill level and they're young and they got lots of juice? But will they be able to play that third or sometimes even fourth line role where you're going to have to get nasty. You're going to have to get dirty. You're going to have to get inside on guys. You have to go in front of the net. You're going to have to forecheck. You're going to have to track back. So there's a lot of things that they have to take into consideration. And usually they will go with who they know in order to feel good about the team they're putting together.
That is our NHL analyst, Drew Romanda. Drew, we'll talk later this week. I do want to talk about the Brendan Dillon incident as well from last night.
Yeah,
ugly one.
Thousandth game.
Thousandth game and gets
guy.
Knocked
he's
out.
He's such a great guy.
Good. Oh. His coach was Sheldon Keefe, not happy with played out last night. Drew, we'll talk to you later this week.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Drew.
That is our NHL analyst, Drew Romanda, here on the Green Zone. Well, a good Tuesday afternoon. This is the Green Zone. I'm Jamie. He's Locker, and we're bundling up tonight. It is going to be a cold one.
Going to be snappy.
Minus 25, wind chill minus 35 in Regina, Saskatoon.
It was darn right balmy this morning when I was out walking. It was like minus 3 or something.
It was a great morning.
Yeah.
the temperature is dropping around the province. A little bit of periods of snow in some areas. Of course, as always, check the highway hotline. And if there's traffic, something you need to pass along to us, you can always do so on the text line, 1-877-332-8255.
The bigger issue right now, too, if I can just jump in here quickly, is it's the flurries are in the overnight, right? So you wake up in the morning, and if they haven't caught up on some of the roads, it's going to be a little slick. So watch your, you know, when you're driving around.
Earlier today, the Toronto Argonauts named their new head coach, Mike Miller.
Who the f*** is that guy?
Yes, Mike Miller. Not really a big name in CFL circles.
He is a bit of a suitcase, too.
Yes, he's been everywhere. But for the last couple of years, he's been the quarterback's coach for the Toronto Argonauts. And Michael Pinball Clemens was asked about the external search for a head coach, and then he... Is this settling for a guy internally?
We did look outside first, and when we came back inside, we found the guy.
They found the guy, and that is Mike Miller, the quarterback.
He just appeared one day. He walked by Pinball's office.
So we were talking.
Pinball went, "Hey, Mike, do you want to coach?
Come here for an interview. I like your style." You're the next head coach of the Toronto Argonauts. They tried to get Corey Mace. They went after Rick Campbell. They tried to get Orlando Steinauer away from the Hamilton Tiger Cats. They went after Kent Austin. They were swinging big. Mike O'Shea. Remember the Mike O'Shea? They were going, let's go. And they hired their quarterbacks coach today to be their new head coach. And Locker, you asked this question in the Green Zone Lounge today. And it's an interesting question. Drew Remenda, I think he fell to football, but you know, his hockey coaching in him thinks it's a 1A, 1B. What sport does coaching matter most? 1-877-332-8255. What sport does the coach matter the most to a team's success? Basketball, football, hockey, baseball.
Can you
soccer.
Downplay football a little bit based on the fact that there's 15 coaches?
I think that increases why it's so important. Is you need that many.
Okay.
Like in hockey, it's like here's your defensive guy who runs the penalty kill. Here's your offensive guy who also does the power play. There's your goalie coach, and then you got the head coach who oversees. Oh, you got the video guy to do the highlights.
Here's another
cut up everything that the coaches want for the meetings the next day.
Here's another way of looking at it. If you've got a bad coach, who can do more? What sport can they do more damage in?
Football.
Bad coach.
Oh,
in
bad
football?
Coach in football.
So maybe the answer is football.
Look at the Raiders. My bad coach after bad coach after bad coach. The one good coach they had, John Gruden, is suing the National Football League for trying to get him out of a job just so they could have a scapegoat for the owner's emails that probably make Jerry Jones and other guys look like absolute jack wagons. But that's a story for another day. Hockey, I don't know if you hire a bad coach. Some people say bad coaches in hockey, oh, they won because of the goaltender. They were winning because they had Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. Not actually a good coach. They just had star power.
I don't know. I think it.
But look at John Cooper, right? He is one of the best coaches and has a bunch of Stanley Cups now to show for it.
I can sort of turn a lens on this from a personal perspective. So when I first got into radio, the program director had a car. And I thought, I'm going to need a car someday because we're having kids. And what I was making was not conducive to owning a vehicle at the time. So I went into this programming route. And in radio, the managers are called program directors. So I decided I was going to go down that path.
You were people's bosses?
Let me finish. And so I convinced someone to let me program a radio station, a couple of them. And I would come home and tell my wife, who is a excellent manager and excellent leader of people, the conversations that I would have with my staff. And she would go, oh my, you can't do that. That was a common expression at our dinner table when I was relaying conversations I was having at work. And so I did the smart thing and got out of it. And I just, there are, I think every sport can benefit from a good coach. The problem is that I don't think a lot of people have the skill set to be managers and be coaches. So I understand from a sports perspective, you can have the conversation, okay, which sport is the hardest one to, or which one benefits the most from having a decent coach? But the other thing to take a look at is that there are, I bet you, most professional leagues, there's only a handful of guys that are actually doing a pretty decent job.
Well,
is that fair to say? Like, I think we're very lucky to have a Corey Mace in this.
Well, that's where I was going to go, was look at Corey Mace. Corey Mace is a new age coach. He connects with his players, and everybody says what you see off the field, on the field, it's the same dude. There's no guy where you go, what was that? Yeah. Where he's trying to act like a coach. Or that there were times where I felt Craig Dickinson was doing things just because he thought he had to, because that's what coaches should do. It was not a natural, innate, hey, I felt the room, I went in there, and these guys are clearly going to be dog bleep at practice today. They're dragging their butt. I need to do something different to fire them up. And Corey Mace has that great feel. Like, there's a feel for a coach. And I think it's really hard to say which one matters the most, because good coaches matter in every single sport.
That was kind of where I wanted to go with it. I think it's unfortunate that we've sort of got to a point where we settle a lot of times in sports, right? Oh, that guy's going to do. And I think that's an unfortunate position that Toronto's in right now, where the fourth or fifth guy who just happened to be down the hallway. But look what they just did. Look what Pinball just Dave Naylor just announced. I think they realized they had a problem with the organization based on who was saying no to them. And someone was smart enough to go, okay, well, listen, we'll put Mark in there, and hopefully he isn't a complete train wreck. This Miller who?
Yeah.
Put him in there. Hopefully he can at least keep, you know, he was a good quarterback coach. Chad likes him. Chad's going to be our leader next year on the field. So, okay, let's put him in there. Now, what's wrong with this organization? So we're gonna bring in this guy from Calgary that's been in this league for a long time. And like you said, they're bringing an adult to the room.
Yeah, John Hofnagel is going over from the Calgary Stampeders to the Toronto Argonauts. And he's going to provide that stability, that focus. 1-877-332-8255. What sport do you think benefits the most from a good coach?
I do find it funny that Drew Doubt like sold out baseball right away.
Oh yeah, baseball's the lowest.
You know what? You were selling out basketball. You were like, I don't think that one's. And I get it from an NBA perspective, and
are two systems in basketball. You play man defense or zone defense. No, that is it.
I don't know. I think basketball.
My basketball coach is going to light me up on Facebook if he heard this.
And he should, because I think basketball is
you
a
got three
very
high two. What are you talking about? There's so many different variations of defense you can have in basketball. I get it, but come on, it's zoner, man.
I don't know about that. I think basketball is a tough one. I think some might say that basketball might be one of the harder ones to coach.
Hey, big, tall, fast guy, go under the hoop, grab ball, dunk. There you go. You and your other four tall friends, go get the ball, dribble it down. Don't travel. Can you shoot it in the little basket?
What do you
hoop?
Mean don't travel? They all travel. That's the NBA drives me crazy.
Oh yeah, calling traveling is, you know, flip a coin on when the ref's actually going to call it. LeBron James will take five steps before he. And then, but then you got
LeBron guy James is playing rugby.
Like, you think Steve Kerr's coaching up Steph Curry? Like, he's Steph Curry is a better player to shoot a 50-footer from anywhere, blindfolded, and hit it? You think that's Steve Kerr? Like, no.
I think the NBA is a different beast. But that's why I love
like college.
Basketball. Love March Madness because
it's a way more natural.
And you can get a team from the middle of nowhere, like from a city you've never heard of, that's like cracking the the top eight in the NCAA, and it's all because that I don't know. You got to be on the same page. You have to be really firing on all cylinders as one unit in basketball.
I think it's football. Effective. I think it's football.
I think it's football because it's such a. There's so many intricacies of the game.
And I like, Drew, you, in football, you are in, the coaches are involved. In hockey, the puck's on the ice, and there's not a lot you can do. You already set your systems up in practice.
Yeah, but there's
a little bit of line juggling you might do and have a feel for that. But in football, every play, the coach is making a call and making a decision every single snap on both sides. And that's where I think, well, we're going to hear from Mark Potash coming up from the Chicago Bears. I imagine he'll have Ben Johnson highly rated on why the Bears have had a turnaround. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone on this Tuesday afternoon. We're going to get to our game of the night next on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
What were we talking about earlier today? What were we talking about earlier today?
Do you know how many we share an office? Do you know how many different conversations we have?
Okay. Remember, I thought I heard you say something in the Green Zone Lounge today.
Was it about Bruce Springsteen?
No. Whiskey versus bourbon. Remember, I thought I misheard
Buffalo
you.
Trace.
I'm like, why are you talking about Buffalo Trace? And you were talking about something completely different because I'm deaf. I just opened up my Instagram. There was a Buffalo Trace ad on my, and I've never seen one before.
Yeah.
They're listening to us. That freaked me out.
You're not.
When's the last time we've ever had a conversation about Buffalo Trace?
Just today. This is news to you?
No, I know it. I get it. I understand. We're being watched. They're going to have like a currency that they're going to take over our bank account soon. Like, I get it all. I understand it all. I'm ready for it.
You talked about like yoga a lot when we first started the show, like off the air and yoga. Do you know how many yoga commercials came up on my Facebook app?
It's bizarre. It is a little disturbing. No. Doesn't it bother it on some level?
It used to bother me. Now I've just accepted it.
I've accepted it too. But when it's something like that that happens, like literally,
what bugs me is like the hotel websites and airlines. Because if you Google like flights, and all of a sudden they're like, the next time you go, the flight's going to be like $20 more expensive because they, you're back. Oh, that happens too. 100%.
All right. Well, we're not solving any of those problems today.
Our game of the night, though, let's solve that problem. The Maple Leafs and the Panthers is our game of the night. Yes, we're going with the two worst teams in the Atlantic Division because they're supposed to be contenders, and they're right now pretenders. Someone's going to get 2 points tonight to help their cause in a playoff race.
Okay, on top of the Chiefs, I said they were miss the playoffs in the NFL. I also said the Panthers were going to miss the playoffs in the NHL.
I don't think you said
yes,
that.
Yes, I did. Then get on the phone with John Shannon because he was apoplectic, remember?
Yeah. He questioned your sanity.